Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Greetings, wonderful people. Welcome to Life Coach Corner, where I have the pleasure and the honor of being your favorite executive coach. Yep, that's me, Dr. Sid. And today, as always, we are going to help people just like you turn the corner in your life. We are beginning a new coaching conversation, and we are going to talk about stress management. Matter of fact, we termed it in this way. Dr. Sid, help me manage stress. Well, since you have cried out, we are going to respond. So we're very grateful for you subscribing to our podcast and being part of these coaching conversations, because we try to give you things that we know will help you, that will benefit you. And so we greatly appreciate it. So thank you for letting others know. And please help Dr. Sid out. I'm helping you out. Come on and help me out. How can we do that, Dr. Sid? Can you help me out by getting people to subscribe? If you subscribe, great. But just have someone else subscribe to this, because, again, we want to be a blessing to you. Now, we do have some deeper teachings that we're going to get into, and that's going to be part of our masterclass. So stay tuned, because I am coming up with a masterclass for those of you need help with leadership, relationship. We're just going to cover it all. So stay tuned for that. I'll tell you more. Or follow me. Yeah, that's how you're going to get it. Follow my social media pages. And as you do that, you'll hear the announcement about the master class. All right, help me manage stress. What is stress? What is stress? Well, of course, stress is something that we all deal with, something that is not unfamiliar to us. But stress really can be defined as a state of worry or mental tension, state of worry or mental tension that could be caused by difficult situations. All right. So we find ourselves sometimes in situations that bring us dread. And it could be financial situations. It could be a physical altercation. It could be anything that at that moment, it brings mental tension. And so worry can be something that happens at the spur of the moment, or it could be something that is protracted. It is prolonged. It is something that just occurs consistently over a period of time. And worry is not something that we can eliminate. That's why you did not hear me say that we're going to eliminate stress. No, we don't want to eliminate stress, because as we get into this coaching conversation, we'll see that all stress is not bad stress, but we want to manage stress. So I'm talking to those of you, you're in a high profile job, high profile position. You're in a position or you have responsibilities that are multiple. Shout out to my guy, Jordan Malone, DJ Styles, award-winning DJ. I can only imagine all of the different things he has to deal with when he's turning buttons and adjusting volumes and making sure this is right and this chord is good and that chord is good. Because everybody wants a great performance, but they don't understand everything that is involved in order to make it happen. And some of you might be in that same position. You want a great performance, but there are a lot of moving pieces. And those moving pieces must move in sync. And sometimes if something gets out of whack, then it messes up the entire presentation. And it causes people to worry. Some people are in a physically challenging job. Shout out to our police officers, our sheriff department, those who are responsible to protect and serve. when we call them, then we're not calling them just to congratulate them or just to give them a cup of coffee or a slice of apple pie. Normally, when someone calls that emergency number, they're calling them because they are in a bad situation. So can you imagine every time you're called, you know you're stepping into something that could be eventually life-threatening. So that's stress. That's stress. That's mental tension that they must deal with. And that's why we've got to be somewhat sympathetic. Now, I know we've got some bad apples in every tree. But the majority of them, they're not bad. They're simply on guard because of the nature of their job. So we need to be sensitive to that. If we get pulled over, we don't like to get pulled over. I know that. But be polite. Be polite. If I'm ever pulled over, thank God I haven't been recently. But if I'm ever pulled over, I immediately get my license, get my registration, and I have both of my hands hanging out of the window so they can see as they are coming up, they can see where my hands are. Not because I'm afraid, but I'm trying to relieve tension when it comes to them. Stress can be found in dealing with people. You know, if you are a manager and you're managing individuals, people are the most volatile commodity because you never know. They could be happy one minute and depressed the next. And we've got to deal with that. Stress can come with being parents. Hello, parents. Dealing with our children and their maturation and their evolving. You know, sometimes they can just simply be curious, trying to learn about their world, and they might feel like, I'm an artist, and the next thing you know, they've drawn all over your wall. It can cause you some stress. But it's okay. It's okay. Because we, here at Life Coach Corner, we're not going to let stress kill us. Come on, I need for you to really get this. Because this is where I'm headed to. I'm headed to the place where I'm saying to you, stress will not kill you. It will not debilitate you. It will not bring you to a place where you are depressed, where you cannot act. But this is what I'm declaring to you as your favorite executive coach. Ooh, I feel something right here. I am declaring that stress, as we manage it, will bring out your creativity. It's going to cause you to see things you've never seen before. It's going to open up to you new ways of doing things. It's going to reveal to you that you have more in you than what you thought. So, we're going to continue to talk about this and really get into this conversation. But as we're doing this, I've got to say to those of you who are saying, Dr. Sid, I really need to talk deeper. I need to have another conversation. Go ahead and text Dr. Sid, the letters DRSID. Text Dr. Sid to the number 94000. Text Dr. Sid to the number 94000. And if you do that, it's going to bring you to a page where you can ask your questions. So go ahead and type it in, and I will respond. It's not an automated response. It is yours truly. I will respond to your questions or to your request. Okay, so make sure you text Dr. Sid to 94000. So because we must deal with stress, state of worry or mental tension caused by difficult situations, we need to break it down. We need to see what causes it. We need to look at some indicators so that we can properly manage it. Because see, after all, stress is a natural response that prompts us to address challenges and threats in our lives. It's a natural response. There's nothing abnormal about stress. But the issue, and I hope you're hearing the reoccurring theme, the issue is when we allow stress to get out of control. We want to properly manage it because everyone experiences stress to some degree. All right? So we're going to jump into that and deal with it. New Growth in Christ, thank you for being our chief sponsor. You know, they're the ones that pay the bills, y'all. So we got to show some love to New Growth in Christ. That is a powerful ministry here in Memphis, Tennessee. Go to newgrowthinchrist.com. You can see exactly what I am saying. So thank you, New Growth in Christ, for paying the bills. And for those of you who've been a blessing to me, thank you for hitting up my Cash App, $ Sydney P. Malone. That is $ S-I-D-N-E-Y-P, as in Paul, P-M-A-L-O-N-E. Thank you for doing that. Now, I want to start another conversation with you concerning stress, and we're going to get into it in our next session. Stress can be positive or negative. And I'm driving this point home because I know there's some people who say, well, worrying is a sin. Well, yes, to a degree. But let me help you clarify that. Worry that's not managed properly is a sin. So, Dr. Sid, you're saying that we can worry. I'm saying to a degree, you can allow yourself to be concerned or to be attentive to possible things that you see arising on the horizon. Okay? So what it does when you operate in that manner, it gives you prep time. It helps you prepare for that which is to come. Now, worry that's not properly managed will cause you to create scenarios in your mind that does not exist. And instead of preparing yourself for them, you begin to allow this thing that doesn't even exist, you begin to allow it to control you. That's when we fall into problems. Because we cannot allow the worry in our head to control our presentation. There's some people, because they've imagined certain scenarios. Let me give you an example. Husband and wife. Okay? So you got one of the spouses saying, you know what? Really need to talk to them about this, but if I talk to them about this, they're going to do this, and then this going to happen, and then this going to happen, and then this going to happen, this going to happen. And so they play these entire scenarios in their head. And so when the other person asks, hey, what are you thinking about? All of a sudden, they produce a response from that which is in their head, and it catches the other person off guard. You understand what I'm saying? They go overboard, and the other person's like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? I just simply ask. No, you know what you were doing. You know what you was asking about. No. Where's all that coming from? It's coming from worry and stress that's not properly managed. So it can be positive or negative, and we want to jump more into that in our next session. So until then, this is your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, reminding you that your best and blessed days are straight ahead because you're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.